Don't worry, you're in the right place. Resilient Faith Online is now Amplify Your Authority. I'm Marissa Shadrick, and I'll continue to bring you a wonderful blend of powerful marketing strategies with a touch of personal growth insights for business success. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Amplify Your Authority, the podcast where innovative marketing meets heart-centered entrepreneurship. Join Marissa Shadrick, an award-winning international speaker, Ray Edwards certified copywriter, and personal brand expert. You'll gain insights into the external strategies for business growth and how to navigate the internal journey of entrepreneurship. Now get ready to amplify your authority in a competitive digital world. And now, here's your host, Marissa Shadrick.
Hello, everyone. Marissa here. So glad you're here listening to this episode because I have a special guest. If you've thought about podcasting, or perhaps you are a podcaster and the post-production work has been a little bit of a chore for you, maybe it's caused you to procrastinate and not really want to do more episodes because you are really dreading the post-production, I've got a treat for you. With me today, I have Kendall Brightman. And let me give you just a quick snapshot of who she is, and I'll let her speak more into her role and what she does right now at Riverside. Kendall is the community manager for Riverside.fm. It's an online recording and editing studio for podcasts and other types of talking head content. Before working with Riverside, Kendall was a political reporter and TV producer for outlets like MSNBC and Bloomberg News. Welcome, Kendall. Thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to have this conversation, to be on your show. So thanks for having me.
I'm really excited as well. I have a personal experience with Riverside, and I'll tell you, there's been a lot of things that have changed just in this past year, and it's caught my attention, and it's made me sort of relook at podcasting and get excited about producing podcast episodes. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, like, where do you live, and a little bit about you yourself. Like, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah. So as you said, Kendall Brightman, community manager at Riverside, and we'll get into everything with Riverside, but a bit about me. I am originally from Pennsylvania, then lived in New York for a bit and DC for a bit doing politics and television production. In 2016, I was a political reporter for Bloomberg News, kind of like lived out of a suitcase and followed all of the presidential campaigns. Really cool experience. And about 4 years ago, I actually moved to Tel Aviv because my wife is Israeli. And so I made the pivot over to here. And from that, kind of pivoted away from American political news, as you can kind of assume from that kind of move. And started in content when I made that career pivot. I was working in content for Wix for a bit. And then kind of realized that what I missed about journalism wasn't exactly the writing. It was like talking to a bunch of different people and getting the story out of it. Like understanding, okay, I've spoken with 20 voters and this is the connecting thread. So like really the community aspect, speaking to other people, forming bonds with other people, that's really my bread and butter. So that's really how I ended up in community management.
Wow, what an interesting career. That had been exciting. Doing all of that, you know, your background is extensive. That must have been an exciting time, right?
Yeah, it was crazy, especially because it was like, 2016 was unlike any other election. And I was lucky enough to work with a few reporters who also had a docuseries on Showtime called The Circus. And so I got to really experience it. Like we were on campaign buses with Bernie Sanders and on the plane with Donald Trump. It was really just an insane snapshot of politics and getting to really experience it like that. It was life-changing. There was nothing like that.
Wow. Yeah, I bet. And now the last time we spoke, it was a while ago. And when we originally talked about having you on the podcast, you're living in Israel. So we had to adjust the time zone to make sure that we can meet at a convenient time, right? Because I'm Pacific Coast in US. Yeah. So a lot happened since that first conversation we had. You living there in Israel, do you want to share a little bit? I mean, I can't even imagine how terrifying and difficult it must have been.
Yeah. part of me is worried that there's like a me, like that when I think about that person that was talking in the like couple weeks ago to you, that like I really feel different now. It's crazy how so much can change in such a short period of time. It's been a really heartbreaking, difficult time. But living here, it's unlike anything that I've ever experienced in the U.S. Yeah. It's so far from anything that I ever experienced in the U.S. And so, yeah, it's been difficult, but it's completely changed life here. And it's like in a very like apparent way, just walking on the street. But I also, when I think about like before when we were talking and now, it's just you almost feel like a different person just by going through something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so surreal. I can't even imagine. I'm glad you're safe. Hopefully your friends and people that you know there are safe. I know a lot of people, there's mixed feelings, but just my heart goes out. I am just praying that all of this is resolved quickly and that everyone stays safe. So thank you for sharing that. I know you're still in it. And so I appreciate your time being on the podcast as well. But to segue a little bit into the work that you're doing, I mean, fortunately, you're working online. You're doing a lot of things with Riverside. Tell us a little bit how you got into that role with Riverside. And then let's talk about Riverside because there's a lot of fun things that we can share.
Yeah. So getting into this role, as I was saying before, I never really thought of community management as something that was a career path for me. But it's funny because once I actually got into community management, it just felt like such a perfect fit. So as I was saying before, what I loved about journalism was collecting stories, was understanding people. And I actually, even to relate it to what we were just talking about, I think that behind everything are real people and like human emotion and understanding that. So whether that's something as hot button as politics in the 2016 election, whether that's something of what's going on right now, whether that's even just a community of podcasters, it's really just about like, I really run on human connection and understanding other people, understanding where they're coming from, what drives them. So community management was just a really perfect fit for that. As far as like what my day-to-day is, because for marketing, especially like community management just is kind of it's not a new frontier. It's always really been there, but like, it's something that I feel like is popping up a bit more in job postings and things like that and what is a community manager. And so I really see it as kind of when you market to customers or potential users, you're marketing to them, they get the product, and then they have the product and they have support. But it's kind of like, what else can you do for them? How can you keep them loyal? How can you keep them? How can you earn their trust? How can you make them, in this case, a better creator so that they'll use the product more, but also just feel a sense of connection with your product? Because like, especially in these days, like forming connections with people, it's just so powerful and it leads to better use of the product if you're thinking about it that much, but like if you're thinking about it that specifically. But in general, it just creates a much more engaging, exciting, intriguing experience for any product that you're making when you feel a sense of connection, when you feel like that company is listening to you, interacting with you. So I like to say that a bit ago, there was influencer marketing. That was a real push that was kind of new. And community marketing, as I kind of segue it, is just the idea that you could see your favorite influencer talking about what products they're using or something like that. But what I feel like really connects with people is asking your friend, like, what are you using? How did you start this podcast? Or how did you build this? Or, you know, like when you hear from people, real users, real friends of yours in your circle, in your community, I think that that's a really powerful thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. Connection is so important. I knew we saw eye to eye in a lot of things the first time we had that conversation. Mm-hmm. And I call it, in the copywriting and in the marketing I do, empathetic marketing, there is a real person behind that email. And we have to remember that it's not a one and done, which I love what you're saying. It's not just enough to sell them the product. There's more. And so, and it's sort of like honoring their commitment to you that you're continuing to be committed to them. And I
exactly.
love that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all about, I mean, every community is different, but I've kind of laid out a strategy that for this community of creators and podcasters, it's about making people feel heard and like being this kind of connection between the users and product. But then yes. it's also about learning. People in this community really want to learn. And so as many learning opportunities to make them a better creator, the better it is for everybody.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many coaches, consultants, service providers, and even course creators understand the power of having an email list. It is your greatest asset. However, lead magnets have not been converting like they used to. The market has changed. Hi, I'm Marissa Shadrick, online marketing consultant, certified brand and certified copywriter. I've got a brand new membership program, and it's called Amplify Your Message. This private membership is exclusively to help you with your lead acquisition, your lead magnets. It's so affordable. Anyone can be a part of this. Only $29 a month, and I show up for coaching calls. We brainstorm ideas. I give copy critiques. I help you improve your lead acquisition process. You can get all the information at marissashadrick.com/community. I'll see you there. Take care. Yeah. Can I share a little bit of how I stumbled upon Riverside and we can get into some of these features? I started
Absolutely.
Podcasting, and like many, I was podcasting for almost a year and I got busier with other things and with clients, and it became this chore. And I was only doing audio at the time, and I saw the shift that people were obviously using the content and they were repurposing it and putting it on YouTube. And I thought, well, I can do that, but then there's another layer of work there. And it was something, there was always tension. Every time I was thinking about my podcast, I kept, oh gosh, there's so much work to be done there. And I have this other work that I'm doing, fulfilling, you know, a lot of the deliverables for the copywriting clients and then the coaching clients. And I thought, I just wish I had one tool. And then I heard about Riverside. I'm not sure where I found out about it, but I heard about Riverside. I checked it out and I thought, well, this may be something that will work for me. And when I signed up, I'm not sure when it was. It was at least early this year. We're in 2023, at the end of 2023. It's been, I think, about a year. They had some cool features, but then they came out with even more features. So Riverside allows you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're able to record, and there's this technology behind it that doesn't allow the freeze face that you see on maybe Zoom when people's internet connection isn't very good. And all of a sudden they freeze, and then you can hear them, but their mouth isn't moving, and you have all these little glitches. And I had a tool before that would happen a lot. And Riverside has this technology, and you can explain it a little better than I am. But the point is, the post-production work, the way the tool is set up, I thought, okay, this is my answer. Now I can be on video, do audio, use Riverside. And then they started rolling out all these features that gave me clips and all kinds of things. And now the post-production work is fun, and it takes a fraction of what it used to. So do you want to like formally give us the background of Riverside and tell us a little bit about some of the features? I gave you kind of the
Yeah, I mean, you just did a pretty good job. Yeah, you just did a great job. I'm like, let me clip that for Riverside. So yeah, as you were saying, I mean, we can start with what you're talking about with Zoom and the glitches and things. What Riverside does, that's kind of the bread and butter of Riverside, is that we record everything locally. So what does that mean? It means that while Zoom's made for online meetings. So it compresses your audio and your video. You sound a bit more tinny than you would on something like this recording. And you can be more pixelated, because what Zoom cares about is like an online over the internet conversation. Mm-hmm. For Riverside, like, we're having this conversation now. You can see me, I can see you, we're both being recorded. But if I don't have good internet or you don't have good internet, it records to my computer. onto my browser. And so what that means is that it's not compressed by the internet. It's not pixelated or anything like that. It's made for high quality recording. And then it just uploads it to your online recording studio. So we're in here recording right now. After that, my file from my computer, which is going to be crystal clear, have great sounding audio, all goes into your studio. Then from there, you also tease that you, with all of your recordings, you can get, depending on your plan, you can get an AI transcription of the entire recording that you can search and edit that way. You can edit it all from there. You can create social media clips from it. You can change the layout in a click. So if you want it to be like in a Reels type of format, you can do that. And there's also AI generated clips. So really, like, we're all having, this is what I say to people who are kind of nervous about podcasting and recording. We're already having these meetings. So instead, you can just record them, even if it's just a meeting. Like, you can just record it, have that full transcript, be able to clip out certain parts and send it out to people. I mean, even for user interviews, what I'll do is if I'll talk to a community member, I'll record the meeting. And if they say, hey, this is a feature I'd really love, I can take that clip in like 5 seconds and then send it to my product team. So really just like utilizing every aspect of this to be able to get out high quality recordings, but be able to clip them really easily, edit them really easily, transcribe them, all of that. So it's a powerful tool. But my favorite part of it actually is that it opens up every single person's living room, office room to be a recording studio. And when you open this door for more people to have recording studios, you inevitably open the door for more people to have conversations and a diversity of conversations and a diversity of stories and perspectives. So I like the accessibility that it gives everyone to have their own professional level recording studio.
It is fabulous. And from the user perspective, the fact when the clips came out and I was able, first I was really wild with the transcript because that was always an ouch for me because you need transcripts, you need the SRT for YouTube. And, you know, if you're going to put everything in your show notes on your website, there's a lot that you need. And so the fact that it had that and you can literally hover over a word or maybe they said something that's really epic, but it's too long and you want to just kind of crop the middle and go right to the meat of it. You can just highlight it and remove that section and it's seamless.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Like video, it's video editing like a doc. It's really cool, especially for somebody like me. I'm never going to claim to be an editor. It makes it more accessible for more people to make more content easier.
And I know how to use technology, but I have no idea how it works. But the fact that it's so user-friendly, and then they came out with the clips. And this is huge because obviously you want to share your podcast, but the different platforms, different sizes, right? Mm-hmm. And so being able, you needed another tool and then you need all these tools to produce podcasts, which was crazy. You know, I didn't want 3-4 tools to process a podcast. Here, when that showed up on my dashboard, and it said, click here. And I think you call it Magic Clips. I think that's the name of it.
Yep.
I clicked a button. All of a sudden, all these clips came out. And I'm telling you, it is pretty accurate at capturing the best of the best. And you can take that clip and you can turn it into a square if you want it for Instagram. You can leave it in a vertical if you want to do a YouTube short. You can put it on LinkedIn, on your social media, anywhere. It was like magic. I got so excited. I was like doing the happy dance here by myself in my office because that's what it's all about. Make it easy for people that don't understand technology. Make it simple so it saves time. And, you know, there is the fun factor, too, to see these things produced. It's amazing. And the little clips that you have, you can actually put the captions in it. Mm-hmm. So you can have the captions on it as well. Yep. And you can have a nice color frame around it. And when you do interviews, which you'll see from this interview, it really, that's where the magic happens. Because then you can size it to where it's top and bottom or side by side. So whatever way you want it. So there's a lot of creativity in how you want to cut those. And it's really easy to do. You go in the studio, you go into edit and you decide what you want to do with the full version. If you want to create clips, it's magic. And it has also, and I have a lot of that. I think I have a basic plan and I have a lot of features on my plan, but I'm thinking of upgrading because I know you guys now have a teleprompter. Tell them a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, you can put in, so we have a script feature that everyone has where you can write your notes or your script or something like that. So if you have questions before, you can put them and it'll show up in your browser right under the video camera for your laptop. So you can look at the notes, but still be just right under the camera so that it looks like you're looking at the camera. And then for the pro plan, you're able to kind of press play on those notes and set the scroll. And so if you have an intro, for example, the intro that you just gave with me, you'd be able to have that kind of scroll in front of the screen. And the idea is that, you know, when you're creating content, you have your notes on the side. You might have something else on another window. It's to really just bring everything into one place so that you can focus on the conversation.
Yep. No longer do you have to have a Google Doc open with the bio and then drag it over under your camera. So you're not looking over to the side, but I actually read your intro from the transcript section. I pasted it in there and I used it and it's right under my camera. So I was able to read it right there. And it is so much more convenient to be able to have everything there. So the recording piece is also easy when you have guests. And I think you shared this with me, Kendall, is a way that you can create a Calendly link for the day and time that you want to have the interview, and then give them the Riverside link that you created in Riverside for that podcast episode, put it right in there in Calendly. So then when they accept, it's all there. And yeah, Riverside even gives you like best practices to prepare. So I just copy and paste that into my Calendly as well. So they're completely prepared on what to do, how to show up. They have the link to Riverside and they accept the Calendly invite and boom, you're done. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Yes. So you said there's going to be more. I mean, can you tease us a little bit about what else is rolling out? Because you said there'll be more features coming out.
Yeah.
Or is that a secret?
Well, I'm like trying to think about when the episode's coming out and what we'll have, but I will just say that Riverside really started as a remote recording platform with those local recordings that I just talked about. But what we're really trying to do, as you had just talked about, is add more features to the editor. So basically the direction that we're moving in is we are trying to make the entire post-production process as smooth as possible, whether that's maybe show notes, AI-generated show notes based on your conversation, whether that is like helping you create even more clear audio, that could be something that's coming out. So basically, like the teaser that I'll give that's a bit more general is just that we're really working on creating even more opportunities for people to be able to edit easily, faster, that kind of thing.
Is that why you're talking to customers? Because I think we got on a call because I think you wanted to just see my experience with Riverside and just kind of chat, which I thought was awesome because I wanted to say, yay, I really love it. And it was a surprise every time a new feature came out. And it just, like I said, it's made everything so much easier. And one thing I do, since I'm a copywriter, sometimes when I write sales pages, I don't want like a huge like YouTube size video on the page because it's massive, right? Sometimes I just want like a square with some text on the side so that I still have the video, but I can have the text with a button, you know, above the fold. And I thought, why not use Riverside? And so
Why not?
Did that with a Amazing. Black Friday promotion. I used Riverside. I recorded it. I was able to edit whatever I wanted to edit. I had the square size that I had and I was able to put it on my sales page and it looked great. I was just so excited because vertical is a little bit too small and the YouTube size is too big. I don't know, 16:9 or whatever it is, but the square fit perfectly. And so Riverside, I'm finding other uses for it. Like you said, you can record on Riverside and have a transcript, which is awesome.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And so basically when you were talking about the user interviews, I do those all the time. So it's not even like that we had a feature rolling out. It's really important for me, first of all, to be able to create connections with people beyond online avatars. But beyond that, it's also about, I like to stay in check about what's important to creators, what they're excited about, what they want to have come up, what's the most annoying part of the process, what's their favorite part of the process. it helps me not only be able to like communicate that to the product team, but also how we market things, also how we present things in the way that when we have new features coming up, I feel much more comfortable talking about them because I know when I hear a feature that I know the community will be excited about, it just, it's about staying connected with that creator mentality.
Yeah.
So I like to do that. And then also it's just nice to be able to like do things like this, like how, like we spoke and now I'm appearing on your podcast. It's being able to like continue a conversation and like collaborate with each other in different ways.
Yeah, because we, magic word, connected. So, you know, there's so much to be said with connecting and building relationships. And I love promoting tools. I love, you know, sharing about marketing strategies and copywriting, but I love promoting tools at work. And if I love them, then I want to share them with everyone. I'll get an affiliate link and I'll share it because I know it's going to save them time. I know it's going to help them. It's not so much, you know, the commission you get or the stipend that you get. It's really about helping them save time and use their post-production process, you know, in a very time. Let's put it this way, in a way that's going to save them time, but also give them better quality of what they had before, because the quality is great. And that happened to me when I interviewed someone not that long ago. Their internet was terrible. And I said, okay, here's my test, because I kept seeing that their internet was weak. Mm-hmm. And then the video that came out was seamless. It was beautiful.
That's what we love to hear. Awesome.
It was beautiful. So what would you say in the time that we have here, what would you say to someone that maybe, first of all, has a podcast, but has been struggling to be consistent and maybe experienced some of the struggles that I was experiencing? What would you say to them?
I would just say that, like, you set your own schedule. Like, no one's asking you, no one's saying, there's no set rule that you need to post an episode every single week. Unless you're telling your audience every week we'll have an episode. That's the only person that you owe anything to is your audience. You can do it bi-weekly. You can do it once a month. Mm-hmm. No one's saying that you need to post every single day on social media. Maybe you want to start by posting once or twice every week, like, and work your way up. Mm-hmm. I would say to like kind of take bite-sized chunks. Another thing that I would recommend is batching. I think that it's like a lifesaver. And by that, mm-hmm, I mean like knock out a bunch of interviews 1 week. Like, maybe that's your interview week and you do like 7 interviews. And then the next week, it can be content. It can be, okay, now I'm going to take all these interviews, listen to them, edit each one of them, edit one, edit two, edit three. Now I'm going to write all the content for it. It brings your mind into a certain task. It's like, okay, my mind's in writing mode right now. I'm going to bang out all of these show notes for every episode. And when you do it that way, once you're done, that in that example gives you 7 weeks of content if you publish weekly. Yeah. So yeah, it's about like, if you are able to kind of click your mind into that, into kind of having like a backload of episodes that you've prepared to give yourself those natural breaks, I would say do it. And I also think that with tools like Riverside, but also just in general, it's difficult to keep up with a podcast, but it's what you make of it. So if you want this to be something that you just record for a week and then you put an intro and an outro on it and you put that up, like, if that's what the vibe that you want, very authentic, you can make that your vibe. You don't need this like serial level or like these true crime level with sound effects and things like that. You can just sit down and have a conversation, record it, use your magic clips if you're on Riverside, which you should be, and then it really easily create content. So bite off what you can chew. No one's sitting there telling you you need a weekly podcast. Try monthly if that's something that you want to start out with.
I love it. And you can extract just the audio if you want. I mean, you have the option video and audio or just audio. Nowadays, you know, people are repurposing and putting it on YouTube. It's a great way to grow your YouTube channel. One of the things that I'm going to do new in the coming year is, and this is because Riverside has this feature, I'm going to stream my recording to LinkedIn, which I'm really excited about doing that on my company page. So I'm excited about doing that because I went through the process and it's very easy to connect very easy to do. And I'll still do the post-production, but I'm going to broadcast it live on LinkedIn. Aren't you Greg Kindle that I'm still just pre-recording these right now? We're not live.
I was going to say, I'll come back on when it's live. Let's do it
awesome.
Live.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So for people that are thinking about maybe starting a podcast, I still think podcasts are very effective ways of creating content because you can take content from your podcast and repurpose it in other ways if you want to, because there's so much value that you have in the podcast. But what would you say to somebody that's thinking about starting a podcast and thinking about a tool? I know what I would say, but what would you say?
I would say for somebody that's new, it might be easy to kind of just grab the first thing that you already feel comfortable with. I mean, I've spoken with a ton of podcasters who just knew Zoom, and so they just kept using Zoom. I would say that the best way to grow your podcast, have a successful podcast, like the most like baseline part of it is having high quality content. Like you can record a million episodes, and if no one wants to listen to that on their headphones, like then you it's like if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to listen to it, you know? Like I would say that you should prioritize high quality, especially if you're doing only audio, but also with video. And then on top of that, just like user friendliness. If you feel like when you're having these kind of conversations, you want to be as comfortable as possible. And that's for a host, that's for a guest. So making sure that you are comfortable with a platform, that it's easy to use, that you don't feel overwhelmed by it, it's going to pay off in your conversations. And I find that when I speak with people, that is one of the first things that jumped out to them about Riverside is just how easy it was to really use. You just kind of press record and go. So I would say that those are two things to look out for. Something that you're comfortable with, but that gives you high quality. Because sometimes the thing that you're comfortable with isn't going to give you high quality, and you might just need to branch out a bit and gain comfort somewhere, like at another, like with another platform, and it might be easier than you think.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would add too that if you're thinking about having a podcast where you have guests, my thinking with that was I wanted to have more guests and I wanted to honor them by presenting a good quality video. Since I was going to be on YouTube, I wanted it to be the best sound, the best video, because they were taking time out of their busy day to be on the podcast. So my thinking was, let me set this up in a way that looks very professional. It's going to capture the best of who they are without interruptions or internet disturbances or any of that. And we'll have a clean recording, and I can, you know, have various clips that they can share as well if they want to. So it allows me to be able to honor those guests by providing the best that I can provide.
Exactly. And also to honor your listeners. I mean, if they're going to come there, you don't want to have somebody joining that sound like that. I've listened to podcasts that they'll have, like, I would love all of their episodes. And then there's an episode where you could tell, like, it's almost like somebody's on the speakerphone talking to them. And you're just like, really? Like, why don't publish that? I don't want to listen to it because it's difficult to listen
true.
To.
Yeah, that's true. That's once you hear good quality, it's hard to go back to the tinny sound. And yeah, I'm, and you can correct it fairly easily. And so I just want to let everyone know that I have been very impressed with Riverside. It was something that I was struggling with really for over a year, trying to figure out, you know, what to do. Do I hire somebody? Do I invest and just give them everything to have them produce everything? But I still needed to record good quality. So it was an answer to my problem. It was, you know, solution to my pain. And I really love it. I love it. So thank you, Riverside, and everyone that's involved in the technology and doing everything. I'm a happy camper and I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. I mean, this is like, it's been really wonderful to hear this. I love talking with you on our call before, and like this feedback just helps us create a better product for creators. So I really appreciate any and all feedback on that.
Yeah. And I will put a link in the show notes how you can connect and begin with Riverside if that's something that you want to do for the coming year. And you want to maybe either up your podcasting game or start a podcast, I'll put that in there. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything that you would like to share with the audience before we close today?
I mean, I would just say that if you are thinking about starting a podcast, you can try Riverside even for free. And then just like press record, see how it works, see how you like it. Try just having even a conversation with yourself. I mean, it's like the way that you will become, like, there's no better way to dive into it than to truly just dive in. So if I would say, if you are thinking about starting a podcast, dive into it, see how you like it. And my first recommendation on that would be, if you have a podcast show, you're thinking about one, write down 10 episode ideas, because that will mean that you've kind of gone from, oh, I think a podcast would be fun, to like, I have a real idea. And I also find that once you write those 10 ideas, more and more ideas come to you. You get more and more inspired, and it'll push you to finally just press that record button.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Kendall. I really appreciate you taking the time and being with me and sharing all your wisdom with the audience. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All righty, everyone. We will talk to you soon. I hope you check out Riverside and you have a wonderful new year, maybe even podcasting. So take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey there, Marissa here. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you take a moment and give this podcast a 5-star rating with a review? That would mean so much to me. And for those of you who have already done that, thank you so much. Until next time, take care.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to be part of the Amplify Your Authority podcast community, I would be thrilled. Not only do you get the Monday Marketing Memo, quick reads to help you start the week, but you also receive each new episode in your inbox with all the links, all the show notes, and all the content upgrades. You'll also have an opportunity to submit your copy for critique live on LinkedIn when we record the podcast. Or if you'd like to be a guest, there'll also be information on how you can do that. Thanks so much. Hope to see you inside the community.